Okay, we're on Tzad Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher Peros L'Chavero. If somebody sells fruit, Peros, to his friend, Harezeh Mekabel Olav Rova Tenofes L'Sa. You agree to accept a rova of junk per sa. It's built into a sale that when you buy whatever, there's going to be some impurities, there's going to be some dirt, some junk, some different items, and you agree to buy a rova of a kav of this refuse per sa. If it's more than that, we're going to see. If it's less than that, of course, it's okay. Up to a rova. To enim, if it's figs, mekab olav eser metula os lameya. You agree to get to accept 10 worm ones per 100. Okay. That was a normal thing. You could buy 100 dates. Te'enim's not dates. Te'enim are figs, right? You can buy 100 figs, it's going to be 10 worm ones. Martef shel yayin, if he's selling a wine cellar, mekabel olav eser kosisos lameya. You agree to accept 10 spoiled junk wine per 100. And kankanim b'sharon, if you buy barrels, jugs in the town of Sharon, mekabel olav eser pitzos lameya. Again, you agree to take 10 pitzos, some kind of lashon that means refuse. 10 of those per 100. Okay? Sounds like standard. You buy an item, when you buy a bulk, there's going to be impurities. Okay? That's the Braisa, the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Katina learned, Rova Kitnius Lissa. A Rova of Kitnius per sa. That means, sometimes, in those days anyway, when they would harvest wheat, there was also Kitnius right in the same field. So it could happen that when you harvest the wheat, there'll be a Rova, a quarter of a cob of Kitnius mixed in with three. But that's one of the reasons for kitnius on Pesach. In those days, the kitnius and the wheat were mixed together. So therefore what? So the kitnius and the wheat were mixed together, so what? Right? Or the Aser eating kitnius? Why? Not sure why. I didn't have a chance to look it up. So therefore they grow together. So what? So we're scared they're going to get mixed up. So what? What?
So machmor about eating any machmor of what's called?
Of what? Of chametz. You're allowed to eat machmor on Pesach. I don't understand. If the kidneys and the wheat grow side by side, the chashash is valid. I just don't know what it is. I remember reading it. Oh, that makes sense. Before Pesach, I look it up, but I don't remember what the chashash was. The other chashash of kidneys is much more. Mustaber, which is, if we let you make rice cake, you're going to come to make real cake. Because they don't look different. When you're looking at them on the kitchen table, ooh, that looks good. Oh, no, that's rice. Don't worry about that. That's something else. That's a peanut cake. You don't realize.
We're so crazy about it.
Yeah.
We're so crazy, we never have it.
Right. Well, let's try a little help from it. Now, says the Gemara, so Rav Katina pipes up and throws in kitnius. Now the Mishnah said refuse. He changed it to kitnius. Kitnius is not refuse. Kitnius is just, that's not what you wanted. Rice is fine. I have nothing against rice. It's not what I wanted. I wanted wheat. So va'afruris lo. What about dirt? What about dirt? That's the normal situation. You buy wheat and there's dirt mixed in. So I didn't ask for dirt. I asked for pure wheat. Yeah, but listen, it's impossible and it's acceptable. You're allowed to have a little bit of dirt, a rova kav of dirt mixed in with the saw. So what about the dirt? Not Vam Rav Chia, Rabba Bar Chia, Kitos Pa from that town, Mishmei de Rabba, Borer Tzror Migrono. If listen to this, you have a silo. I come to your silo and I think I'm going to do, and you're selling that wheat to someone else. I come and I start removing the pebbles from the wheat. Now, by the way, there's no difference between pebbles and dirt. Right? So I come and start removing the pebbles. Shachaveiro, of my friend. Why am I doing that? Maybe I think I'm doing him a favor. So I start, you have the silo. I start removing the pebbles. You're selling it to Simcha. Now, when you see that I removed the pebbles, you come running. What'd you do? Why? Because you're buying a saw. Now that the pebbles are gone, you have to fill up that that extra space with real wheat. When it was pebbles, and it was the rover calf, and it was not on purpose, and it's acceptable, you're willing to take it. But now that I went ahead and removed it, Rosh Baba says, you can't put them back. That you can't do. To put them back, that's pure, he calls it, there's a law from the Torah. Osasa Avel. You can't do a misdeed. That you're not allowed to do. When it's harvested, that's how it comes out. The Mishnah says, halacha is, everyone's mochel. You can't do it lachachila. So by the fact that I went ahead and removed them, I hurt you. I think I'm doing you a favor. You're going to be such a good salesman because you're selling good stuff. Turns out, I did you a disservice. Why? That's costing you more. So, no, Dmei Chitin. I have to pay you the amount of wheat that you have to now give him. Right? A little bit extra now. Right? What do you see from all that? Of course dirt's included. Why does Katina go out of his way to say kitnius? So, Gemara says, kitnius rova. Kitnius, the shear, is a rova. Afruris, but the shear of an afruris is pachas mi rova. Even less than a rova. Even less than a rova. So, not even less than a rova. Less than a rova. Less than a rova. The afruris rova low. What? Not a rova for the afruris? For the dirt? Not a rova? What kind of answer is that? A different number now. The Mishnah said a rova. The Mishnah just said the word tinophos, which means something that you don't want. What's the difference if it's dirt or a different speed? What's the difference? Votanya, but we don't have a brisa. Hamocha peres chavero. If somebody sells wheat to a peres to his friend, chitin, if it's wheat, mekabel olav rova kitnius l'sa. You agree to take one kav of kitnius per sa. That's an acceptable amount of an alternative of something else in the mix that I didn't really want. But listen, nobody's perfect. There's going to be a little bit of stuff to sell in. I accept that. So Orim, if you're buying barley, Mekabel Olav Rova Shal Nishoves L'sa. You accept upon yourself a quarter kav of Nishoves. What's that, straw? For Persa. Adashim, if he's selling lentils, Mekabel Olav Rova Afruris L'sa. You accept upon yourself a quarter kav of dirt. By Adashim, it's mentioned. Persa. Now, why did the Mishnah mention all these items? Why did the Brisa mention all these items by this one? Only by lentils it mentions dirt. Why? What, only by lentils the dirt has the halacha, but by wheat not? No. Why did Gemara mention it that way? Because that was the normal thing. Ein hachanami, my lot, hu adin l'chitin u'sa'orin, but won't it apply to both? Won't straw apply to wheat and rice apply to adashim? Of course they would. The Brisa was just giving examples. If it's wheat, if it's barley, if it's lentils, the normal refuse that's normally found among wheat is probably going to be kitnius. The normal refuse of barley is straw. The normal one of the adashim is dirt. Can they mix and match? Of course they can mix and match. And you know what? The shear is the same. Why? Because everything's mixing and matching. Shear is the exact same. So the Gemara says, no. Not true. Not necessarily true. Shiny Adashim. Adashim are different. You know why? Dimi'aker akri lahu. Because Adashim are pulled out of the ground. They're not cut. They're ripped out of the ground. So of course there's going to be more dirt by Adashim. Why? Because when you rip it out of the ground, the dirt, some of the dirt comes along with it. By wheat, there should be no dirt. Or a very small amount. Why? Because you're cutting it. Why is it dirt? Yeah, so some refuse falls in. If you have the kidneys field right nearby when you're doing the harvest, it's bound to be a mixture. When you're doing barley, it's bound to be a mixture. But dirt, the focusing on this, not really so prevalent. Shouldn't be so prevalent. By Adashim, 100%, because Adashim was pulled out of the ground. 100%.
So the Gemara says, Ela time of the Adashim. So the whole reason why you have this story by Adashim is because the Miyakar Akrilahu. It's because it gets pulled out of the ground. So when it's pulled out of the ground, it takes some of the dirt with it. Aval chiti v'sa'iri, but wheat and barley, low. No way. So now let's bring a raya the other way. Tifshut minei, let's bring a raya, that chiti v'sa'ori, wheat and barley, the afruris, that has dirt, lo makabel. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Only by Adashim is acceptable. Let's bring a raya the other way. Unacceptable. Why? Sign on the brisa. Only by lentils. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam, really? Chiti v'tzairi mikabal afruris. Really, wheat and barley, of course, there will be an acceptable measure of dirt that's included in it. Adashim itzruchale. There's an additional layer of chiddush that is by lentils. Why? I would have thought, since it's normal for there to be dirt. Why is it normal for there to be dirt? Because you're pulling it up out of the ground. So Yosef Mirovanami Likabel, you'll accept even more than a rova kav, even more than a quarter kav. Kamash blan, no way. That's the cutoff. Okay, that's the Gemara here. Okay, next. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, okay, now we're starting a brand new topic, which is going to take us to the end of the Amid. Very interesting halacha here. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says as follows. Imba lenapos. If the buyer comes and starts blowing away the extra, the buyer thinks, he looks at the sah. I don't know. I think there's more than a rova of refuse over here. I think there's more than a quarter cob of straw mixed in. Don't look like it's the normal amount. It's a little too much. He starts blowing it away to get rid of it. Okay? Menapa es kulo. He could blow away the entire amount and then require the seller to fill up that saw with real wheat. In other words, it's a loss to the seller. Okay? You can't blow away up to the rova and then leave it, and because that's an acceptable amount. No. Once the buyer starts removing the dirt, because he assumes it's too much.
After he paid for it.
He's allowed to then get rid of all of it, go back to the seller, and say, hey, this is not a saw over here. It's less than a saw. Menapa es kulo. Let's look at the Rashbam. No, there is no Rashbam. Amar Rav Huna, imba. It's the first wide line. It's the very end of the line. Amar, it's the very end of the line. Rav Huna, imba. Lokeach lahakbid betinofes. The buyer is, you see it? The buyer is makbid on the dirt. Dinira be'enav, it appears to him, sheyesh bo tinofes yosem yirova. It appears to that the refuse is more than a rova. Ubo lokeach lenaposo, and the buyer comes along and starts getting rid of some of this refuse. Ladas, he wants to check it out. Im yesh sham yosem yirova, if there's more, v'nimtze bo yosem. And there's taka more. See, he's just doing it to make a test, and then he realizes there's a lot more than a rova over here.
What happens if you find that it's less than he doesn't have to
replace? Right. But if there's more, he's allowed to get rid of the whole thing. Right? Even though, up to a rova you're allowed to have. Once you go over the limit, now it's to, once the seller goes over the limit, he loses it all.
That's yeah. The same as when the friend sort of took it out before.
What do you mean?
After Simon took out all the impurities, and then he said the friend owed him.
Similar idea. No, but there, He was going in the opposite direction. It was not more than a rova. He was removing it anyway. Here it's more than a rova. See, once you start removing it, you're allowed to remove all of it. You're allowed to have a rova. You're allowed to have a rova of refuse. What's going on here? Says the Gemara. Amrile dina, amrile knasa. It's a machlokas. Some say it's minadin, you could do it. Some say it's a knas. Once you try to pull a fast one and put more than you're allowed to, right, and you get caught. That's it. You lose the right to put a to have any refuse at all. Right. See what the next Rashbam. The next Rashbam says Menapes Kulan V'yachzelo Hamocher, and the seller has to give to the buyer Chit and Kinegdon wheat corresponding to that rova almost, or give him a refund. V'lo yomar rova, v'lo yomar, the seller can say, rova kvar mechalas. There's already been a mechila on a rova. That's a built-in mechila. It's a mishnah in Baal Basra. It's a built-in mechila. V'amosar shalala, I'll only pay you the extra. You're right. You don't even have to say it was on purpose. It wasn't on purpose trying to pull a fast one. It was an accident. Accidents happen, but you know what? You have to be more careful. That's not, right? You have to be more careful. That's not an onis. So whatever happened, you have to be more careful.
How does it? So therefore, again, if the buyer starts to remove some of the if he went over the rova more, then the says Rav Huna, you can get rid of all the refuse, require the seller to make up the difference, either in cash or in goods. Why? Because he went over. If you think about cases in Shas, we've had a similar thing like this. Had a few. I was going to bring them up. Had a few times like this, similar idea. Where once you do something wrong, you're punished, or even for what you did right, you're punished also. We give you a knas. Some say it's a din, some say it's a knas. How could it be a din? So the Gemara says, Amri la dina. Some say it's a din. What's a din? Mandi of zuze. When I pay for something, apere shapiri yahiv. I give money. I want to buy the best goods possible. I want to buy the best goods possible. Why is it then that I'm entitled to accept some impurities? Why? Virova, a rova, lo tarif inish. I'm going to bother with it, right? I am when you bring me the goods in a chinami, I'm paying you good money, top dollar. I could, if I wanted, sit there with a sifter and go through the entire saw and remove all the impurities, and then I could turn to the seller and say, okay, now fill it up again. I could do that. But it's a rova, such a small amount. I'm not going to bother with it. Let it go. It's a mochel. A mochel. Right? Yosemi rova, but if it's already more than a rova, Torah Chiddush. I'm not going to mochel that. It's a limitation. It's going to be mochel. More than a rova, I'm not mochel. The kivan de Torah, and since I am already going to be matriach myself, to go look for the impurities, tarach bekule. Once I'm doing it already, I might as well do it. That's a din. The din is when I buy stuff, I'm expecting top quality stuff. You threw in some impurities, not on purpose. Impurities always fall in. All right, I'm mochel it. Once you put in so much that I'm not mochel, what's going on over here? How much impurities you threw at me? More than a quarter kav. Now already I'm going to go through it. Once I go, I'm going to bring that sifter. And I'm going to get rid of it all. Once I do it, I'm going to do it even on the quarter, which I would normally not care about. Make sense?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. The arm relay knasa. Some say, no, it's a knas. It's a knas. Absolutely, it's a knas. Why? Rova shchiach. Rova shchiach. Rova, that's normal. Yoser lo shchiach. More than that, not normal. The ihu hu de ariv. He mixed in more. No, we don't even say it's on purpose. It doesn't have to be on purpose. On other days, the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Is it on purpose or not? It doesn't have to be on purpose. But whatever it is more. More than the amount. The kivan de ariv, since you put in more, kansuhu rabbanan bekule, the rabbanan gave you a knas. Up to a quarter kav, you cross that line, you're going to get a knas even on the original amount. What's the moral of the story? Be very careful. Be very careful. Don't say, I didn't know. Be very, very careful, because if you didn't do it on purpose, you're caught, it's going to cost you. Okay?
If he happens to sift, but if it was only a robot, can you return
that? No. Even though, because it's built in, right. Well, we said that nobody would do that.
And
it looked bad, and it turned out it wasn't bad. So I don't know. That's a good question. What if it looked bad, it looked like it was a lot, but it turned out it wasn't a lot?
You would lose.
Who loses?
The buyer.
The buyer loses. I would agree with that. The buyer, I think, would lose. Well, certainly, on the, if you hold it to the knas, he would lose. The question is, what if you hold it to the sale? Really? No one's matriarch themselves. But I'm a very big estimist. I'm very, very particular. I don't mind. I have nothing to do with myself. I'll go sift it.
It's normal business.
It's normal business, right. I would say it's normal business. I would agree. Okay, Simon, Kaltre, Shtarei, Deravin, Bar, Rav Nachman, Onoa, the Kablanusa. Okay. Meisvei. Wait a minute. We have a Brisa, not a Brisa, it's a Mishnah. And we said this client, Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph, that says, Kol Sa, anytime you have a Sa, Sheyesh Barova Mimin Acher, and there's another Min over here. I'm planting X, and now the Y is over here. It's an issue of client. So what does the Gemara, what does the Mishnah say? You might reduce that amount, reduce the amount of the other item, until it's no longer a rova. And once it's so small that it's no longer a rova, it's not a client problem. Okay? Not a client problem. Savruha, when the guys in the yeshiva heard this, they thought, derova deklayim, that a rova of klayim is kiyoser mirova dahacha, is more than a rova over here. Just like more than a rova is unacceptable when it comes to mekachumem, it's unacceptable. A rova is acceptable. The Mishnah in Klayim says, if you have a rova, that's unacceptable. Make it smaller. So a rova, when it comes to Klayim, is the same thing as more than a rova when it comes to Mekach or Memkar. Because it seems to be the same halacha. That's what they thought. Right? Vikatani, and what does it say over there in Klayim? It says, you might. Right? It says, you might. So the question is, the katani yamait. What's the question? So how come over here, how come over here Rav Huna said that if you have more than a rova, you lose even the principle? Why can't you just do the same thing we do in Klayim? Be yamait. So give it back. So take back. Let's say instead of a quarter, you put a half. Right? A half. That's crazy. So fine. So the half, give back. The other half, the other quarter? I'm sorry. Quarter. You messed up a half. So one quarter, give back. The other quarter? By Klai, we don't have a halacha like that. By Klai, the halacha is, you might. Make sure you have the right shear. That's basically what the Mishnah Klai says. You have too much of another species over here. Make sure you have the right shear. What do? Get rid of it. How much you have to get rid of? Until it becomes below the line. You might. How come over here, the whole thing you lose? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, your whole premise was wrong. The guys in the yeshiva thought that more than a rova by mekach u'memkar is the same thing as a rova by klayim. That's wrong. Lo, rova de klayim ki rova de hachadami. They're both the same amount. The rova over by klayim is the same thing as the rova over here. I hachi, if that's true, then amai, you might. Why do you have to be amayit? Right? Why do you have to be amayit? What should the halacha be? Right? What should the halacha be? What kind of question is this? Right, what should the halacha be? If we're saying now that the din of klayim is really a rova, that up to a rova you're allowed to have another species, only if it's more than a rova it's a problem, right? Then ihachi amayimai. Why did you amay it? The Mishnah said in klayim it was only a rova. That's an acceptable number. Why do you have to be ma'ayit it? That's the Gemara's question. Why do you have to be ma'ayit it? The Gemara answers, Mishum chumr de klayim. No, but klayim is much very machmer. Klayim is not mecha chomemka. Mecha chomemka, there's no surim over here. Okay, so give it back, whatever. It's money. Klayim? No, much more machmer. Even a rov will make it be ma'ayit to cut off. Yeah, but it's mamish to cut off. Be ma'ayit it a little bit, it's a big chumr by klayim. Okay, I understand that. Ihachi, if that's true, then aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that Mishnah there in Klayim. What does the Mishnah say? It says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yavor. What does Yavor mean? Yivror es hakol, says the Rashbam. You have to get rid of all the Klayim. Right? You have to get rid of all the Klayim. Similar to what we said over here by us. Iyar bishloma, that makes sense. Kiyose mirova tinovis dami. That makes sense if the rova of Klayim is more than a rova of tinovis. And Rav Huna would be correct. Just like when you have more than a rova, and more than a rova, you lose it all. No impurities can remain. So too, Rabbi Yossi says, when you have a rova of klayim, get rid of all of it. Right? B'hakam iflagi. Here's the machlokas. Tanakama savar. Tanakama would hold, not like Rav Huna. Lo kansin hateirat yisura. We don't make such a gzeira like that. We don't hold like Rav Huna. And Rabbi Yossi savar kansin. Rabbi Yossi would hold. We do hold like that. But doesn't make no sense. Ela'i amrit kerova dami. If you hold that a rova of klayim is the same as a rova of mekach u'memkar, what are they arguing about? Right? Amay yavor. Why on earth would Rabbi Yossi hold? You have to get rid of so much. What kind of chumra is that? It's a chumra al gabi chumra. You have to get rid of all of it. We said you don't even have to get rid of any of it. So we said because of a chumra you might. Chumrah for klayim, then get rid of all of it. What kind of chumrah is that? It's a crazy chumrah. It's a chumrah al gabi chumrah. Even Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold from that. So the Gemara says, "No, you're right. really we're going to answer. The answer is, you're right, it's a Guchumra al Gabi Chumra. Hasam, Hainu Taimad Rabbi Yossi. You know, Rabbi Yossi makes you get rid of all of it. Mishum, Demachzi, Ki Mekayim Klayim. It looks like giving Mekayim Klayim. It looks like. It looks very, very bad. So you know what? It's a Chumra al Gabi Chumra. Okay? Now we're going to bring up cases in Shas where we seem to hold not like Rav Huna. Other cases where someone does something wrong, and we don't go back to zero. We don't go back to zero. We leave it at the status quo. The wrong is taken off the table, but we don't go back to zero. What's a case like that? Listen to this. Everybody remembers this case. Tashma. Following case. Shnayim Shev Kidu Eitzel Echad. I give $100 to Mati, and Seth gives $100 to Mati. Right? Zeh Mone. I'm sorry. I give $100, and Seth gives $200. Zeh Mone v'zeh Masayim. Zeh Omer Masayim Shali v'zeh Omer Masayim Shali. I come back the next day and say, Mati, the 200's mine. Seth says, what do you mean? The 200's mine. Each one of them claims the 200. What do we do? What's the halacha? No saying lezem mana for lezem mana. I get 100 back. Seth gets 100 back. The hashar, what happens to the third 100? Yehemunach hachiyav Elio. Right? We know this already. We learned this already. It goes till Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Nobody gets it. Why? Why does nobody get it? Why does nobody get it? Because we don't know who to give it to. We don't hold him Mama Mutzal Asavig Cholkim. So the question is, wait a minute. If this would be a comparable case of Mecca, we both of us get zero. Both of us get zero. When the wrong is claimed, when there's a wrong, you go back to zero. We don't go back to zero. I get my number, he gets his number. The Safeg, that already we know when double touches. Shouldn't it be, we go back to zero, I get nothing, he gets nothing? Right? Huh? That's what the Gemara answers. It's exactly what the Gemara answers. Haki hashta? What kind of answer? What kind of raya is this? What kind of raya is this? Hasam, all the case of it because of vadei mana lamar, vadei mana lamar. Vadei I get 100, vadei Seth gets 100. What are you doing? Hacha, but over here by the case of the Nekachu Memkar, mi yemar delav kule arvi arv. Who said he didn't do it on purpose? Who said it? We don't know for sure. Maybe he did the whole thing on purpose. He did the whole thing on purpose, not letting it sit. Tashma, Misefa. Now wait a minute. There's a Sefa in that Mishnah there about the two people. Right? I'm Rabbi Yossi said, if I say the 200's mine, and Seth said the 200's mine, I get 100, he gets 100, Im Cain, Ma Hefsid Aramai. What did the liar lose? He didn't, only one of them entitled to 200. Both of them claimed 200. So, each one gets 100? You could always try this. I might as well try it. Maybe the other guy will back down, maybe he'll be embarrassed, maybe he'll think he's afraid of me. You never know. Maybe I'll get them all. What did I lose? I didn't lose a thing. Therefore, Ella, Hakol Yemunach Hachav Eliyahu. The whole thing goes to Eliyahu Hanavi. What do you see? Rav Yossi holds like Rav Huna. Or Rav Huna, the Amora, holds like Rav Yossi. The whole thing gets put away. Why? Because when you go over the line in something you're not supposed to do, you go back to zero. That's what Rav Yossi held. You go back to zero. It's a raya, exactly where Rav Huna's the same shita. So it's a Hachi Hashto. What kind of raya is that? Hasam, over there by the case of the Spikadon, Vadai Ikaramai. One of us is for sure a liar. There's for sure a liar between the two of us. For sure. Hasam, over the Acha, but over here, Mi Yemai De Riviyar. Who said anyone did anything wrong? Like we said, it could have been a mistake. You have to be careful. You're going to pay for this mistake. But it's not the same. You can't compare the apples and oranges. Right? It's not fair. Good? Good? Tashma, how about this one?
Wait.
Ain't Holchin Mamon Acha Haro. What's the Rove?
Rove is most. You don't have a quarter cab of the Puris, right?
No.
There is more of a quarter cab of the Puris. Yeah. Both probably did it purposely.
I don't know. That might come up tomorrow. I don't know. I didn't do tomorrow's daf because I'm not giving it. So I don't know.
Isn't the Rove most of the time that you are all the time?
No, that's no. To go over a Rove? No. Up to a Rove.
Right.
He's saying more. He's saying more than a Rove. More than a rova, that's already a miyot, right? Whether it's on purpose or an act, that's still a miyot. For sure, a miyot. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Listen to this one. Tashma. How about this one? Star sheyesh bo ribbis. What about a star that has ribbis in it? Right? Which you're not allowed to do that, by the way. But guy did it anyway. So can he collect the keren? So star sheyesh bo ribbis. Kohen also we make a knas. The ain't a gova. Lowest a keren, but lowest a ribbis. Did for a mayor. Rebbeir says you can't even get the keren. Why? Same idea. You go over the amount, you lose it all. You go back to zero. You can't even get the keren. So what do you see? Rav Huna is 100% right. You go over, you lose everything. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta? How could you compare the two? Hasam, by a case of ribbis, Mishas Ksiva. The minute you write that star, Hoda Avila Shuma. That's already an Avera. It's a mistake. The minute you even write, you didn't even collect it. You didn't collect it. You might have charata. You might say, forget it. It's not supposed to. All right, I went to a shir, heard of a Hilchas Ribbis. Too late. Listen, there's a limit to how much Averis you can do. But just writing that, just writing it's no good. Hacha, but over here, me Yema Deruvi Arif. Who said that anyone did anything wrong? Could have been, it was a valid mistake. No, Avera right away? Not Avera right away. Tashmami Seifa. What about the Seifa? The Seifa, the Chacham argues, the Chacham Omrim, no. Go with a Karen. Vena go with the Ribbons. No, the Karen you can get. The Ribbons obviously not. But the Karen will let you get. So what do you see? Again, another example. This is in the Gezer of Huna. Rav Huna says, if there's a mistake, you go back to zero. Some of the Chachamim, absolutely not. You don't go back to zero. You go back to the mistake. So the Karen off the table, the Ribbons is off the table, the Karen is acceptable. So you go, Hachi Hashta, again, what kind of heter is that? What kind of comparison is it? Hasam, by the case of ribbis, Vadai Karna Tateru. The carrots for sure mutter. For sure mutter. Hacha, but over here, Mi Yemar, the Kula Uvri Arvi, maybe he threw in even the first Rova improperly. The whole thing could be no good. The whole thing could be improper. So who's to say? Therefore, it's an invalid comparison.
Is that true? You make a loan with interest, you can separate out.
Oh, so that's a machlokas here. The machlokas in the Tzadikam and the Chachamim. How do we pass it? I don't know. Right? So if you make, I don't know, it's a good question. If you make a loan with interest, so can you get the Karen back? It might be a Knas. We might pass it like there's a Knas, and you know, I don't know. Right? But either way, so in the Beis HaMedrash, there was a machlokas about it. Right? Either way, you can't use it as a raya. Either way. Either side, not a raya. Either it's an Avera from the minute one, the minute you write that star, it's an Avera, or no, the Karen is Mutter. Why? That's Mutter. No Avera, there's no Avera done with the Karen. There's an Avera done maybe with the loan. Alright, we'll stop here because the next case goes on and on Talmud Aleph, so we'll stop over here. Alright, today's shiur was learned L'ilanishmas. Ilanishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, whose yard site is today, it's sponsored by Brachy and Kerry and Kenny Norensberg, and the Shtamash Shav and Aliyah.